In diagnostic process, a medical doctor creates mental model of a disease, explaining the observed manifestation and rules out other possible explanations. In common practice, three kinds of diagnoses are in use: provisional, main, and final. They reflect three separate steps of the diagnostic process. Provisional, or preliminary, diagnosis is established on the initial examination of a patient at the beginning of questioning. At this point, the reliability of the diagnosis is doubtful because the doctor still has not got sufficient information from the patient. Of course, one may refer to a long list of cases where even provisional diagnoses appear to be correct and well established. The main clinical or detailed diagnosis arises as a result of the dynamic observation and investigation of a patient by means of the analysis and synthesis of numerous pathologic symptoms and the conclusion made due to the doctor's brain work. Rules accepted by world medicine require the diagnosis be established during the first 3 days of curation. The final, firm or conclusive diagnosis is established by the doctor after repetitive examinations and on the basis of interpretation of the results at the final stage of observation or in connection with a patient's death, such as post-mortem. In some cases, the diagnosis may be established only as a result of prolonged observation. This diagnosis is called retrospective. An interview of a patient gives only preliminary data to be used by a physician for a rational, optimally planned, objective physical examination. The basic investigation methods are the following: examination, palpation, percussion, auscultation, and checking of certain specific symptoms depending on the particular disease. The advances in medical science and health industry give the possibility to improve and refine available simple physical methods by means of instrumental approaches, which undoubtedly improve the quality of diagnostics. Yet it is estimated that all modern achievements in cardiologic laboratory and instrumental diagnostics, although still in fashion, contribute only 10% of the diagnostic value, while the older, simplest physical methods, beginning with questioning and ending with auscultation, contribute 90% of the diagnostic value. As a rule, physical methods are more revealing than instrumental ones. The main thing is to apply them properly, which requires continuous, serious, and prolonged timing.